Home is more important today than it's ever been. So if you're looking for the right place or trying to take advantage of those low interest rates with a refi, you should know that there's a nationally recognized mortgage originator right here in the Triad. Ashley McKenzie Sharp with Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation has been included in the top 200 loan originators in the country for 8 consecutive years. Providing personal service with experience, speed, and satisfaction is her number one priority. Trust Ashley to provide you with everything you need for a simple, rewarding home loan experience. And as a sponsor of the Triad Podcast Network, if you text or call Ashley at 336-575-9448 for your mortgage quote today, just mention the podcast, and upon receiving your quote, we'll send you a $25 local business gift card. 336-575-9448 to reach Ashley McKenzie Sharp with Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation. Ashley McKenzie Sharp, NMLS ID number 100776, is a licensed mortgage originator in North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Florida. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, NMLS ID number 2289, is an equal housing lender.
This is the Triad Podcast Network.
Hi, welcome to the Downtown Winston-Salem Podcast. My name is Jason Thiel. I'm the president of the Downtown Winston-Salem Partnership. And today we're going to do a preview of the upcoming Summer Music Series. The Summer Music Series, this is our 23rd season of the Summer Music Series. And I want to follow up and share a little bit about the history of the Summer Music Series with some folks. And we're going to have some guests today, and I'll introduce them in a little bit. But I want to first do a brief little preamble to talk about the history of the concert series. So back in 1998, downtown Winston-Salem was not the same place that it is now. We had gone through a lot of disinvestment, like most American cities. And so downtown was struggling. We had not had a lot of housing. We didn't have a lot of restaurants downtown. Downtown was largely the place where you went if you had an office building, or if you were going to court, or maybe if you worked for the city or were doing some kind of business like that. But there were some events, there were some signs of life, but they were few and far between. It's not like it is today in 2021. And part of the thing that my board of directors at the Downtown Winston-Salem Partnership at the time, that many years ago, said, what are other cities doing? And they created a task force like many organizations do. And this was roughly about 25 years ago, because they weren't able to set this up right away. But they looked at other cities, and one city that really impressed them was Greenville, South Carolina. And so they went down to Greenville and talked to the people that produced their events. They had a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night series there. And they were like 18 weeks. So there was like 54 nights of concerts in their downtown every weekend or every summer, and 3 nights in a row. As part of that, our organization back then decided that they wanted to do that here. And when that all decided and went down, believe it or not, one of the people that our organization contracted with, their employee was Brian Cole. And he had come up from Greenville as a younger man. And many of you know him as a frequent person in downtown. He owns the Silverman Saloon and other business enterprises in downtown Winston-Salem for a long time. We had for many years a Thursday night, a Live After Five, a Friday night jazz on 4th Street, and then a Saturday night Summer on Trade. And those were each 18 weeks. You know, back then, those were really heavily attended events, and we've slowly removed some of the programming. Thursday night programming for young professionals, we killed about 2012, if I had to guess. I don't remember the exact date, but we were, it was something that we just didn't need to do anymore. The competition with all the other bars across the state was really just doing a really good job of having programming themselves. And then Friday nights, we had such big audiences that, and when we closed 4th Street on a Friday night, we would have to close it at like 2 o'clock. And imagine, the city would probably not let us close 4th Street for 18 straight weeks at 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock in the afternoon on a Friday. It just, you can't imagine that happening. And so we started looking, it was just very difficult to get the permit for it. And we started looking at Winston Square Park. And at that time, we decided to reduce the amount of events, and we started working with Carl Dennerson. And Carl Dennerson had been working with an entity called Post Jazz Entertainment, and still does. And so we contract with Carl. We were introduced by none other than Jeff Smith from Smitty's Notes, and he put us together, and I'll introduce him in just a few minutes. But we then moved to Corporate Plaza, and so we've been having a number of really great shows, and we'll talk all about that in just a minute. But then also the company that worked with Brian and other people, they finally had other interests. And so we brought the organization and the events in-house when I got here in about 2006, 7, and 8. And we started doing the events. Summer on Trade progressed until 2016. And then we moved it to Summer on Liberty for space. And that was well documented. And so this is our 23rd season for the series. We just released our concert schedule. And so I wanted to talk about this, and I want to introduce first Jill Aaron Martin Byers. And Jill, hello, how are you?
I'm great, Jason, thanks.
Jill is a constant name and someone who's well-respected in the musical industry and works full-time in the music industry, going worldwide. And she used to work on-site with our productions, but now she is limited to our booking agent for our Saturday night Summer on Liberty. So we're going to ask her to talk about herself, what she's doing, and then talk about each of the bands that are scheduled. And then we'll also want to introduce Carl Dennerson. Carl, welcome.
Thank you, Jason. How are you?
Carl's been working with us ever since we started going to the schedule with Downtown Jazz. Carl, tell us about yourself and how you got into music and how you got into jazz.
Well, it all started probably about 25 years ago when I was living in Georgia. I used to produce events in the city of Macon and Atlanta, producing jazz acts and bringing them to different venues throughout the state of Georgia. And once I relocated to Winston-Salem, I still had the love for jazz, but it wasn't here in the capacity that I wanted to be. So I just took the initiative to go ahead and bring it here myself, and what, it's been 10 to 12 years later now, we have jazz.
How about that? And do you remember when, what year was it that you started working with us?
Maybe around 2011 or 12.
Yeah.
I think we've been probably about 10 to 12, at least 10 years now.
And the idea was to have lesser number of concerts, but to increase the quality of the bands. And I think it's worked. What do you think?
I think we've done a great job. I get calls every day about people wanting to know who's coming here. It's a very well sought after concert series now. People want to know who we're bringing, and they look forward to it, because otherwise they would have to pay to see these featured artists.
Let's talk about Downtown Jazz for a second, because it's Friday nights. Give us the dates for the events this year overall.
All right. The dates are July the 9th, July the 23rd, and July the 30th, August the 13th, and August the 27th.
Yep. And so they're 6:30 p.m. in Corporate Plaza in downtown Winston-Salem, and all the schedule with links is at our website at www.downtownws.com. And you'll see the graphics for the summer music series. Did you guys like the graphic that we came up with this year with the popsicle?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Looks very well. I like it. Yes.
Yeah, I thought it was probably one of my favorite posters. You know, we've had the same design folks do that for a long period of time. And it used to be Shapiro Walker, and then they merged with Elephant in the Room. And I want to thank them for their hard work on this. And we're very grateful. I want to thank Mary Charlotte Hinkle, who worked on it on our staff. And I particularly want to recognize some other people as we talk about the summer music series. You know, doing this for a long time, there's been a lot of people involved in it. And I want to talk to you, Jill, about this, if you kind of remember some names. But I mentioned Brian Cole before, but we also had Lynette Matthews Murphy and her family that basically adopted and kept. And it was a bridge between the event company and us taking it in-house. And she basically did it as a labor of love. And Lynette Matthews Murphy, I don't know if you, many people, a lot of people know her, but her and her family and her partners are business owners in downtown for a long time. They own Spring House, and they also own Quantabasto and have been longtime downtown champions. We've had other people like Richard Emmett with the Ramcat, who was a an employee and a big part of a co-producer with Brian Cole back in the day, back at its origins. And that led him to being in a position to do other things like prior, like working and owning the garage and then with the Arts Council. And now he does a lot of other things like the Ramcat, the Blue Ridge Foundation. And there are a lot of other people such as, and I know I'm going to forget people, but I was going to ask you, you know, there's so many people that I was going to ask Jill if you could name a few people too, if I forgot anybody.
Well, when I came on was actually in 2010. I'm pretty sure that was the first year that Carl joined us too, because we both kind of joined together at the same time. And the first year I just ran events. I didn't do any booking. Richard and I believe Carl, Richard and Jay Stevens from Ziggy's did the booking that year. And Tucker had been in charge of Summer on Trade before I came on.
Tucker Tharp. Yeah, he had owned a garage after Richard had sold it. A lot of people know Tucker Tharp. And
Yeah, there was like all these talented, great people in Winston-Salem kind of had a hand in it at some point in its 23 years. But yeah, I came on and Lynette was the one that kind of guided me through my first year. And she was amazing and so helpful. And I didn't start booking until 2012.
All right, if you're enjoying this podcast, then I hope you'll take just a quick second to hear about the folks that make it all possible. And that's the Ginther Group, a Triad real estate team with a vast local knowledge. Don't believe me? Hear it for yourself by listening to their real estate show right here on the Triad Podcast Network. I'm not even in the market, and I don't know what I'd do without an ally like Blake Ginther and the Ginther Group. They've helped me find a plumber, a roofer, and even helped my family save hundreds each month when we refinanced our home. Now imagine how they can help if you are in the market. They can help you get started with an evaluation to list and market your home. So if you're thinking of buying or selling in the Triad, call the Ginther Group at 336-283-8689 or find them online at theginthergroup.com. Now back to the show.
Because Richard booked a couple of years and Ziggy, yep. Jay Stevens from Ziggy's booked a couple of years. Yep. And then you took over. And that's a great you know, memory. And I think one of the things that's also been a staple for at least 10 years has been our wonderful sound team and Street Feet, Ed Poindexter. He's been a big part of our success. And I think people are happy with our sound production.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and to be noted on that, Ed has, you know, he's got a great team, but he always brings in, he's like one of these guys in town as far as being, I'm a production person. So sound and lighting and that sort of thing. And Ed brings in kids as interns for BTCC that are working hard to learn the business and learn all that. And we've actually, I've seen in my world, a few groups already come through, intern with him, and then, you know, go on to work, you know, bigger and better things along the way. And he has been like this, this nursery, you know, in a way of like budding production people in the Triad. So I love him. He's a cool musician too. His band's played, but yeah, Ed Poindexter, good people.
Yeah, I think so too. Carl, I wanted to say, we'll start with the lineup for Downtown Jazz and then we'll go to Summer on Liberty. But always, Jill, if you want to add something, you know, when we're talking about and vice versa with you, Carl. But I wanted to start with you with Downtown Jazz and talk about the each of the performers and each of the dates And I want to say that we're very thankful to our sponsor, the City of Winston-Salem, and to Reliant Federal Credit Union and Reynolds American and Foothills Brewing. Those are our primary sponsors. Without them, you know, obviously this wouldn't be possible. And you'll see a lot of their signage and other information at our sponsors' information at the events. And so please support them because they support us. Now, July 9th, Terrence Young. Where's Terrence from?
Yeah, Terrence is out of Columbia, South Carolina. And he is an extraordinary gifted guitarist. And he can really play anything with his guitar. He does a rendition of Purple Rain that's always featured in his performance and it always brings the house down.
Well, I'm looking forward to that. So he'll bring an entire band with him and who does the vocals for him?
Yes, well, he does his own vocals.
He does his own vocals?
Yes. But the next act, which would be July the 23rd, would be John Dillard and featuring Gina Chambers. And John is my musical director. John provides the bands for my national acts when they come to town. And John has several CDs out as well. And Gina is a very, very talented vocalist out of Charlotte. And John is out of Charlotte, North Carolina as well.
Looks like he's got a, I love their website as we're going through this. He knows a lot of people, you know, in the music industry. He's got a new debut release called Let's Ride.
Yes.
Does he play guitar too?
Yeah, he's a bassist, play the bass, guitar.
How about that? Yeah, and then the third act is?
Which will be July the 30th, which would be Brian Simpson, is a world-renowned keyboardist. He has played with everybody. And Brian is also the musical director of the legendary Dave Koz as well. And he's out of Van Ness, California.
You know, I was looking at this and I was looking at his website and, you know, we had a person that called me or emailed me from West Virginia and they want to come and they wanted to know how much it cost and what was the rules and all that. And I go, bud, it's free and you can bring your own lawn chair. And he said, you got to be kidding me. I'm like, nah, man, it's a pretty laid back scene. And I think people really just, you know, I was looking at his website and he's playing the National Harbor in Maryland on July 31st. And then he'll be in California the following day. So 2 days after he's here, he'll be in California, the South Coast Winery, and then Laguna Beach. And then next week, he's all the way in Alabama. And then the Tri-Groove Music Festival in Raleigh on the 14th. So he's all over the world, all over the country.
Oh, yeah. He's a very well sought after keyboarders, and he's been around for quite a long time as well. So he's a very talented musician.
I think we're the first show that he's coming back for from his hiatus, because if you look at his calendar, there's not a whole lot on there. Prior, maybe there is. It looks like, I guess he's got something in Seal Beach, California on May 23rd, but we're one of his first shows coming out of the pandemic.
And he loves playing in Winston-Salem as well. This is the third time performing here. He always loves to come here and say the hospitality is very, very good. He loves our sound team as well. So he says it's always a pleasurable experience once he performs here. And he does well with CD sales as well. So that's always a good thing.
So tell us about Willie Bradley on August 13th.
Okay, Willie is one of the next generation of jazz artists. He's a trumpeter out of Fayetteville, North Carolina. And he also performed with some of the late greats like Dizzy Gillespie and Terry Clark. And Willie has a new song out now, It's My Time, which charted number one on the Billboard chart this year, back in March.
What's the name of that, Carl?
It's My Time.
You hear these guys on like some of the Sirius XM channels?
Oh, yes. All the time.
That's great. And then Jessie J.
Yes. Jessie J, she's out of California as well. She's a revolutionizing young Latina, which adds the Latin flavor to her sound. And And she's part of the new generation of jazz artists that's coming out as well. Her song, Tequila Moon, won Song of the Year on the Billboard charts in 2008, which was outstanding for a new up-and-coming jazz artist.
How about that? Jill, you know Jesse J, don't you?
That's the wrong one.
That's the wrong one. Yeah, it's another one out there, and the spelling is different.
Yes, okay. Actually, the other one, the British pop singer that's spelled J-E-S-S-I-E-J, I actually toured with her. I did a tour in China and a North American tour with her. So when I saw it, there was a little typo, you know, in the Winston-Salem Journal, and I was like, and I hadn't seen your schedule yet, Carl, and I about fell out of the floor thinking that.
No, that's funny. This is J-E-S-S-Y-J.
Yes.
And she's a heck of an entertainer in her own right. And boy, she's all over the country too with her show. She's all over the place, man.
Yep. So
that's pretty exciting. So people are really getting some incredible musicians and coming to Winston-Salem. Anything else you want to share, Carl, about the concerts and the performers?
Yes. You know, we have less concerts, but we have more quality concerts, which is the underlining, I think, statement that keep people coming back. It's always the quality of the product that we presenting.
Yeah, I think the situation this year with the pandemic required some flexibility. So we do have 5 dates instead of 6 and 10 dates instead of 12. And that was just simply due to the logistics and getting things started. I mean, I could go on and on, but I won't, but we were determined to have it. And Carl, you do a wonderful job. The concerts are Friday nights on the dates mentioned, 6:30 to 9:30 in Corpening Plaza.
Yes, but, you know, 6:30, normally we feature our local artists that will come on and do a 45-minute set before the headliner comes on. So we will feature several local acts as well on this year's event.
Thank you, Carl. I can't tell you how much I appreciate working with you, and it's a real pleasure. And I would never, you know, we're really lucky to have you, and I just want to say how important you are to our musical palette here in Winston-Salem. And I think people need to realize that, you know, we may not be the biggest blip on the screen for jazz in the country, but we have a blip, and it's because of you and us working together, and people really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate you all as well.
Jill, and with Summer on Liberty, you know, we've got 10 dates starting July 3rd, and that's the first one's going to be an overlap with the Heavy Rebel Weekender up in Arts District. But it's also going to be something where we want to represent the 250th anniversary of Salem College and Academy with the first entertainment act. And tell me a little bit about your lineup.
Yeah, so that's July 3rd is Karen Click and the Hot Licks. Karen Click is a very well-known singer in town. She's performed with a lot of different bands. She's one of the featured lead singers for the Vagabond Saints when they do shows. But Karen Click and the Hot Licks is her project. And it's a jump, swing, upbeat blues kind of thing. Definitely danceable. Lots of fun. I know she'll be doing some, we've already talked about it. She's going to be doing some Brian Setzer orchestra stuff, you know. It's going to be a fun night. They always do it up, so that is going to be a good one.
Yeah, I agree. Why don't you just go through the list one by one and talk about each one and what would be fair to talk about and what you would like people to know?
Sure. Well, first of all, this year sometimes we will bring in a band or two that is not a Winston-Salem based band. So quite opposite of downtown jazz. We really focus on our local groups. And those are the ones that are highlighted for Summer on Liberty. And so this year, you know, every band is a Winston-Salem band. Maybe they have a member or two that lives in Kernersville or Greensboro, but for the most part, it's a really hometown schedule, which is cool because I know a lot of the people have just been itching to play. And for some of them, this is also their first gig coming out of the pandemic. So the first, like you said, the July 3rd date is Karen Click and the Hot Licks. And then we go into July 10th, which is a favorite and always one of our record crowds. We've got West End Mambo and their Latin dance. The salsa groups come out and dance. Everybody's got their dancing shoes on for this one. Doesn't matter how hot it is, they dance the entire time. And then we got July 17th is Smitty and the Jump Starters. They are a swing rock band, high energy. You know, the theme this year definitely is high energy and dance it out in the streets. So going from that, you've got July 24th, the OSP band, which stands for Old School Players. And those guys have been around and been playing music in Winston-Salem and in the country for like 30 years. And they are high energy, also variety band, a lot of covers, everything from the 60s, the 50s, the 70s, funk, soul, rock. They're just a lot of fun. So that is the 24th. And then we move on to July 31st. And we've got the B String All Stars, who are an electric blues guitar band. And as most people know, the B for the B String All Stars is from the B String on Trade Street, our local guitar shop and extraordinaire. B has the coolest group of musicians, and he brings in a lot of different guys that have either taught out of his shop or been students of his when they were younger and are in different bands now. So it's always really cool when they play, because you get this real conglomeration of musicians from Winston-Salem that don't always play together, that sit together on one night, and it's pretty rocking. Then on August 7th, you got Phase Band, and they are variety soul, R&B, also high energy, lots of fun, Winston-Salem. And then August 14th, we've got local favorite Big Ron Hunter and the Lady Brigade. And he's doing a little something different this year. We're going to definitely be hearing from him vocally, but he's bringing in a couple of female vocalists. So I'm really excited to see what this collaboration is going to be. But that's blues guitar. And then we've got August 21st, Vagabond Saint Society. And I can let the cat out of the bag. Actually, I can let the cougar out of the bag. It's going to be John Cougar Mellencamp. So that is our Vagabond Saints tribute artist for the 21st. That'll be a big one. I know that they plan on having just a ton of guest singers. So really excited for that one. August 28th is Envision. And they bring it every time. We were very sad not to have had them a couple of years in the past. We have to share them, but they are just so great. They bring such a crowd. There's like 13 or 14 of them on stage. I'm pretty sure one year I saw the stage moving a little bit back and forth because they were all dancing and choreographed on stage, and the stage was moving a tad. There were wheel chocks in it. It was totally safe, but they get it moving. I would say that they bring the biggest crowd of the season every time they play. But we're really excited to have them back this year. And they are, you know, that second to last date. And then this last date is going to be September 4th. Labor Day weekend, and it's going to be the Ladies Auxiliary. And if anybody knows about Ladies Auxiliary, they're an all ladies rock and roll blues band, and they're awesome. So I really feel great about the lineup this year. You know, we could have put many more weeks on, you know, as far as like people wanting to play. But these 10 weeks that we've got are real quality. Just like Carl said, it's a little bit less dates, but it's some quality stuff. And we really hope the community appreciates it and enjoys it and comes out and participates.
That's really great. As you get into this, I really think we're going to have great crowds. And we're going to be making a few changes with the venue at 6th and Liberty. The stage, instead of facing north, will be facing west, and it'll be at the corner of 6th and Liberty, as always. It really won't change the environment, but what it'll do is it'll bring in the southern part of the intersection, the businesses that are along that intersection, more open to the, instead of having the back of the stage, they'll have the side of the stage. And we've got the large parking lot of the building there. And then we've got all of 6th Street and then all of Liberty Street from that area. So I think it's going to be a great year. I just wanted to give a preview to all of our listeners about the upcoming season. Tell them about the excitement that we've all got. And then let them know more about the people that make it possible and say thank you to each of you for your great professionalism. And I'm just so thankful to have your help.
Well, thanks, Jason. I'm really happy that you and Winston-Salem has like Downtown Partnership provides this for Winston-Salem. This is a very long run series that you usually don't last this long, but it's a gem. It's a treasure for Winston-Salem.
I think so as well. And I think it adds character to the city. You know, and that's always good when people looking to relocate to different areas. It definitely adds character to Winston-Salem. So I'm definitely happy to be a part of it.
Well, guys, thank you so much. And we'll be seeing you out there. So if you see Carl or Jill or any other people, you know, let them know that you listen to the podcast. And thank you, guys. And thank you for listening to the Downtown Winston-Salem podcast.
Thanks, Jason.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening to this episode on the Triad Podcast Network. Our mission is simple: provide information, advice, and stories about the people and places that make the North Carolina Triad such a great place to be. You can find us by searching Triad Podcast Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, pretty much wherever you like to listen. If you like what you heard and want to support the show and those that contribute, we would truly appreciate a rating and review on your favorite podcast app. It helps spread the word along, as do your shares on social media. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at Triad Podcast. To get in touch with us, simply email info@triadpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.
This is the Triad Podcast Network.